coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday. Ah, doesn't that sound, at that point, I don't know. I'm telling you, it's been a great week, but I'm really excited. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day here.
It's supposed to be a beautiful
weekend,
I believe.
And you got your jacket on.
Well, I'm chilly this morning.
You gotta start right now, okay? So, anyways, I am so excited you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, we are adding value every day in every way. It's a positive way to start your day. And, not only, let's just start our weekend right here, right now, you know?
That
I'm actually gonna be, planting some trees, this weekend. And, we've got a lot of property at our house, but, you know, it's funny, we never finished kind of the backside of our backyard. And I thought, I really want to just have some trees out there that I can pick some fruit and, you know, citrus and plums. And so I got everything going in that can be working for me.
Nice. Avocado?
Avocado. Nice. Those are my favorite. You know, those are your, yeah, we always do that together out here. Yeah. But, I think it's all, oops, my mic just died on me. There you go. Anyways, it's all about, you know, making your life work for you. And so I thought, I have all this amazing land. Let's make it work for me. And I don't know if any of you have, you know, vegetable gardens or anything like that. That's what it's all about. I think that's something that grounds me. And, so I'm really excited to, I've got this, my mic's just like wimping here. So anyways, but, we've got a really great show. And, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And if you were, just listening to Tom Spence and all of a sudden you're going, what the heck's happening? You know, stay with us. This is a feel good station. It's all about, you've already heard the news. You've already heard the traffic. Now just start to feel good so you can roll right into your weekend. And I'm your host, Kim, and I've got Prudence here. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
How are you?
I'm so happy it's Friday.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Like you said, I'm ready.
There you go. Happy, happy Friday. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If anybody has something fun that is out there this weekend, give us a call. Let's have fun this weekend.
This is daylight savings time weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
So does that mean we...
We lose an hour of sleep.
But we get to stay up a little longer at night.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be planting into the sun, right?
Well, it's perfect time. It's funny that you mentioned that because on the way over, I was thinking, you know, this is not that I'm a gardener because I really am not, but it's kind of that time where you're getting things in the ground because spring is around the corner. Of course, here it's almost proverbial spring all the time, but it's time to start doing that planting, I believe. So it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, and yesterday, just before our show, we posted something on Facebook, and it was so fun because, you know, in fact, my computer's still down in here, but I do have my other computer. And so I hope that you are listening. But Melissa Lamborn, if you are out there, and you actually won two lunch passes, two meal passes, actually, to the soup plantation in Camarillo. So if you can give us a call at 805-639-0008, we're going to do that again because, one, I want to thank Jose and Dave and Andy and Tom and all the people that and all the people that posted on there. So I really appreciate that. So I kind of was like a little – you know, try and error. That's what it's all about, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of, it's fun. It's fun to put a face and a name together.
Yeah.
I know you've said it before, but it's, you know, we're on here and we're sharing stories and asking questions, and we get to meet some of the listeners. It's kind of fun on Facebook when you actually get to see them and hear and see that they're listening. So it's great.
It is. It really is. So the other thing that I want to say is it's Ron Tunick's birthday, and I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy
because
birthday.
Yeah, he's usually listening. And if you are, you know, give us a call here and tell us what you're doing for your birthday. 1 year younger. Isn't that fun when you get 1 year younger? And if anybody else has having a birthday or, you know, it's just fun Friday. That's what it's all about, just fun Friday. If you have something to share, you know, something that's going on in your life, just a really great thought, I want to hear about it. I want to share you with everybody. The other thing that I want to do is do a little shout out to my friend Sharon, who and Frances, and all my lady friends that are out there from Ladies Night last night. We had a really great meeting. And it's so fun because I was talking about a couple of our interviews, and they're like, word for word, they knew it. And I was like, yes, I
nice.
Love it. So, you know, in fact, my husband even walked into a bank in Simi Valley, and we've dealt with them forever, and they're like, I was driving in the valley, and I heard Kim Pagano. There's only one Kim Pagano. It's got, and she was like, I love it. I love positive talk, and that's what we're all about. So I want to tell you all the different ways that you can get in touch with us. Definitely, you can stream us at my website at kimpaganoshow.com and Facebook. I am in a race right now with myself, of course. That's really how I make my goals in life. But it's about, I want 500 listeners. I want 500 people that like my show. So if you know people that are positive, that want to, you know, step up their day and, you know, make their best way in life, tell them to like our my page at The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. And also Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, TuneIn Radio, and I'm in Venture Breeze. That's another one that you can tune in, or you can, the newspaper out there in Ventura, amazing newspaper. You can find everything that's going on out there. Coffee News, Parent Click, that's another one. They've got a kids expo coming up, and Christine's great. There's so many ways. If there's another way that you need me to be out there so you can find us and, you know, figure out what's going on our show, I love it. I want to be behind you. I want to be out there. So with that, what are we talking about today?
Well, we've got some interesting guests. Our first one is a gentleman by the name of Peter Baxa, who has written a book called The Point of Power. He spent years studying theology, living in monasteries, living with monks, Tibetan monks, studying Buddhism, studying all sorts of things, and studying Stephen Hawkins, and sort of his book is about sharing, from what I understand, is really sharing about how to empower yourself to really achieve your point of power. So, pretty interesting. And then, we have a second guest, Jeremy Holt, who has some nutritional products that really are about improving your sleep quality and managing your weight. And his products were even featured in the swag bags for the Oscars. So there's a lot of people using his good stuff.
Oh, that's cool. In fact, that's kind of what we were going to talk a little bit about, right? Prudence is Mindset Reset. And we were going to talk in a little bit, so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, but we're going to spring clean our health, spring clean our mind, spring clean, you know, kind of the direction that we're taking our life. And, you know, it was really apparent last night when I was talking to all my ladies friends in my support group. And if there's ever a part that you want to be a part of that, please give me a call at 805-419-0008. I'd love to talk to you. You know, it's all about having that support behind you at all times. So, anyways, I'm really excited. So we'll get back to how we can kind of sweep our mind. I didn't forget that yesterday.
I didn't either.
God, that was amazing. You know, sometimes we just need to get that negative message out of our mind and start all over. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Peter Baxa. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Trying to get my computer back up here so that I could do some Facebook fun giveaways. So anyways, well, we have Peter coming on right now. And Peter, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Kim.
How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Very, very good. And, you know, I'm so excited. I've talked to you actually on Facebook a little bit, right?
Right.
And then I get to talk to you. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about, one, your new book, The Point of Power, right?
Well, actually, The Point of Power is no longer my new book. You and I spoke about The Point of Power last time.
Okay.
What we're talking about today is called Think Yourself
Young. Okay, thank you. You know, it's funny, I was thinking...
My last book.
Okay. Perfect. So Think Yourself Young. That's an amazing, okay, that's like kind of clean your, you know, sweep your mind. I love it. So tell us, how do we think ourselves young?
Well, it's funny. I was listening to you before the interview here, and you said, you know, you need to get your negative thoughts right out of your brain. And that's a great lead-in for what we're going to talk about. I was actually involved in counseling an individual who was struggling with weight loss, among other personal issues, and I realized that his inability to lose weight had very little to do with the diet he was on. You know, he followed every diet in the book, he read every article, loved doing the Jenny Craig thing. But it would only last for one cycle or a few weeks. And so he came to me and he said, well, what am I doing wrong? And it became clear to me that it's not what he was doing, but it was clear that his consciousness had locked him into his current weight. In the Point of Power book that we discussed last time I was on the air with you, I researched the idea that of how we manifest our existence. Why is our life in the natural what it is? And in the Point of Power book, I looked at the ancient theological texts and I cross-referenced it with quantum physics. And I said, "Well, gosh, this is how we create our lives." Now, Think Yourself Young. I explain how our thinking needs to change in order to stop, reverse or slow the aging process, and I go into a lot of detail on that. I mean, in the Roman era, we're 30. You were burnt out. You're on your way out. Now you're 90s, and the same. It's a correlative age as 30 was. So we've got a 300% increase in lifespan since that time. And technology now, medical technology, the understanding of our consciousness has come so far since then. So our ability to age 300% and repeat that increase in lifespan will not take 500 years or 1,000 years. It's probably going to happen the next 30 to 40 years, we're going to see people living well into their mid-hundreds.
Well, and that is really true. Definitely, people are living longer. And, you know, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're talking to Peter Backus. And, Peter, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
That's a surprise question. I was going to talk more about the book. The last 10 years I did a theological literary review of theological text going back to Lao Tzu, 500 BCE, brought it all the way forward to looking at the research of in quantum physics of Brian Fenneman and Stephen Hawking, Carl Jung, a lot of the unpublished works of Max Planck and Albert Einstein. And all of these people were really thinking about the same topics that I'm writing about. And much of the lack of published works in this area is because science cannot measure consciousness. It hasn't figured out a way to look at that, measure it. So basically, it just assumes it's not there. And so that's why when you look at quantum physics and you look at mathematics and science and even, you know, human psychology, we don't really look at, from an academic standpoint, the concept of consciousness. I posit in my book that consciousness is the number one thing that we need to look at. It's the thing that it's how we manifest our life in the natural.
You know, Peter, this is Prudence, and I love that you're taking this and putting it out there to help people understand that really it is about how we're thinking and think yourself young. Even the title right there is perfect. How have you used this in your life, and what are ways that from reading your book listeners will be able to use it in their lives?
Well, I think that, you know, the key here is that if you change the way that you're looking at something, you actually change the reality of it. And that's, I can talk about that on many levels, but on a quantum level, from a purely scientific standpoint, merely by observing a transaction at the quantum level, we actually change the transaction. So that's the basis of, that's the science behind all this. When you begin to set an intention, you begin to change the way the universe is responding to you, and it begins to manifest itself in your reality. So my book, The Point of Power, breaks it down very easily. Number one, you set an intention, a clear intention. Number two, you declare a set of behaviors that are in alignment with that intention. And then the third part is the hardest one for us humans to do, is because we're so much in ego. We believe that we are our bodies. We are what we do. We are what we know. We are what we look like. You have to detach. And that's why so much of the New Age thinking, some books like The Secret, they're putting out a message that to a lot of people, it's highly, highly functional, but to many, it just doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because we don't really believe in it. If you don't believe in it, if you don't detach, don't allow the universe to do its work, you basically nullify the whole thing. And if you're sending out a mixed message in terms of an intention, the universe is going to send you back a mixed result.
This is exactly what we were talking about last night at my women's support group, about that, you know, and Prudence, you talk about this all the time, that negative voice that we've been grown up, that we grew up with. Maybe we heard it from, you know, a teacher, a parent, a grandparent. Maybe it was just us not thinking that we were, you know, felt good about who we were at the time. And how do we get rid of that and start all over and say, you know, we're halfway through our life right now and we still hear that voice, and we've got to almost talk back to it and say, no, right, you're not going to ruin my life. You're not going to not let me go to this party. You're not going to let me, you know, not buy something new because we don't think we deserve it.
Well, and often those messages in the beginning are about keeping us safe. Our, you know, fears are often about keeping us safe, keeping us secure. And as adults, so we can change that messaging, and we can look at it in a different way. Peter, you wouldn't know this, but my company, you're speaking my language, my company's Mindset Reset. And it's exactly what you're talking about, is when we're ready to change those messages, we can change our what we're attracting into our lives. There's no way that, you know, you gave the example of changing our health. Changing our health and doing a bunch of exercise is one thing, but if we don't change how we're thinking about ourselves and our body, and if there's also often reasons why people are holding on to their weight, again, it might be fear of being attractive. It might be fear of what if when I'm skinny, I don't like myself even then. There's often so much more to it than just the physical exercise of losing the weight. So I love what you're sharing with us.
Oh, thank you. And you mentioned the word, well, I think it was ego, but you hit the nail on the head. When you believe that you are your body, when you believe you are your fears, when you believe you are something other than spirit, you respond to life from a fear-based ego perspective. Whenever you respond to life from a fear-based ego perspective, you're going to run amok. Whether it's with regard to your health, you're in a business situation, and your pride is out there, and your ego is being injured, and so you respond. The net result, 99.9% of the time, is not going to be in your favor. Even if you win a given battle, you essentially lose the war, if you know what I mean.
There's that saying. I know you've heard it probably a million times as well, but whatever you think about, you bring about, whether you want it or not.
No, that's well put. We attract what we think about it. So if you focus on the negative, if you focus, in fact, this gentleman, a client of mine, was focusing on his weight, and all he wanted to do was lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. What needed to change before he was going to lose weight for any extended period was his consciousness, the way that he was looking at the subject. There's theoretically, you actually put it very nicely, you do attract what you think about. So if you think about, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, what you're in fact is setting an intention to the universe that I want to lose weight in the future. And so the universe...
Not today, not exactly.
Okay, you'll lose weight in the future.
Wow, that's amazing. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, and, you know, maybe you've, set an attention or set something that you, a goal that you want, you really got to picture it as it's already done. It's already happened, right? I mean, isn't that
the Point of Power book, because I go into a great deal of detail. First, I theorize and explain how many people, this is not new theory. We've been doing it for many years. I talk about Muhammad Ali, a gentleman that I interviewed many years ago, who was a famous visualizer. He would visualize knocking out his opponent. He would visualize what round it was in. Would visualize the combination. This was a guy that was amazing. And he would take he'd set his intention. He would see it. He would visualize it as though it had already happened. Number two, he would declare behaviors in alignment, which meant he trained like crazy. And he also, his words aligned themselves with what he wanted to do. And then he would go in and he would detach. He would allow it happen. He was amazing. And so I go into a lot of detail in The Point of Power about how Muhammad Ali manifested his championships one after another. Tiger Woods is another great athlete that uses visualization. Arnold Schwarzenegger was someone who took it from winning Mr. Universe many times over to becoming an actor. To becoming a Kennedy, essentially, through marriage.
Right.
Really a very, very, and then I was the governor of California. So this is a man who really knew how to visualize and manifest, and he's another person that speaks about visualization and used it throughout his career to change his body, and that's what this book is about. This book is about physiology, about how your thinking affects your body, and I posit that the easiest manifestations that you can create in the natural as a human can affect your body. You can change your weight. You can change the way you look. I can't tell you. It's amazing, and it's quick, and it's relatively easy compared to kind of what I was taught as a child in terms of effort and sort of alert Lutheran work ethic. I'm not suggesting that work is not an important part of the equation, because that's part of declaring your behaviors, but your intention has to be, this is something that's already happened, and my life is merely flowing in that direction.
You know, there's an old book that's been around, and in fact, Ron, which I want to say happy birthday if he's listening right now, but Think and Grow Rich. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's, you know, and somebody else at my ladies' night mentioned another book, and she said she was looking it up, and she realized it was like from the 1800s. This is nothing new. It's just that we have to do it.
Was it Psycho-Cybernetics?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. But, you know, I mean, I love what you're doing. And so when we read your book, okay, which you have several books, think your new one, Think Yourself Young. What are we going to, what tips can you offer my listeners right now that they can start? Because a lot of people, it seems so easy, but a lot of people have problems, and that's why our life and our world is where it is today. And so, you know, and I really, this is something that I love to share because, you know, on my show is it's talking about other people's journeys. You've obviously reached a journey and you believe in what you feel. And so you want to share it with other people. That's my conquest, is to have people share what they've already gone through and what they believe that can happen. And so they help other people.
No, this is the most powerful research that I've ever done in my life. I flew to Beijing, China prior to writing Think Yourself Young, and I did specifically because I've heard that these Tibetan monks were living well past 120, 130 years old. So I wanted to go there, and I wanted to meet them, and I wanted to interview them. So I got on an airplane, I brought a camera, and I hired a translator. And I sat in the Lama Temple in Beijing for several weeks, living amongst the monks, watching what they ate, watching what their rituals were, and then whenever I could, sat down and tried to film and filmed interviews with these guys. The main question is...
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, so what was the response to you being there?
Oh, it was amazing. I don't know how to describe it, but I remember sitting one day, I just walked in, and I didn't really know what to do or how to break in because I didn't speak the language, but I wanted to... So I sat for a whole day just observing what was going on. And if you've ever been to the Lama Temple, the feeling of a different energy is amazing. And I sat and I actually just observed the monks as they were walking around. And people think of monks as maybe older people, but the Lama Temple is where young, up and coming monks go to study. So one of the monks I interviewed was a gent named Erda Janzi. He was 23 years old, third generation monk. And, I also interviewed a gentleman who was 123 years old. And so it was amazing to see, you know, the different levels, and just to share a quick interchange. I sat there once, and I was like, "Well, how can these guys actually hear me think?" And so I just did an experiment. I sat probably about 50 feet away on the second floor of a building, and I looked. I noticed this one monk, and he had no expression on his face. And I'm going, "What is he thinking about?" I mean, there was no smile, there was no expression. So he sat down on a bench below, and so I just sat up on the second level, and I just kept asking the question and kind of sending it in his direction, and this is a true story, he looked right up at me and smiled.
Really? That's nice. Amazing. Well, you know, this was something that we were talking about at our women's support group, and I wanted to tell the name of that book last night, one of my girlfriends, Michelle, The Game of Life and How to Play It, you know, and that's by Florence Scowl Shin. This is nothing new. It's all the laws of the universe and how we have to live it. But so many of us kind of fear things in our lives or let depression or let, you know, scaredness get in their way. We're scared to be successful. When we start to get successful, sometimes we shut down.
Well, this is, you know, going back to your question, I kind of digressed a little bit.
That's okay.
Sorry, but basically, you know, your question was, you know, how do they stop, slow, or reverse the aging process? And so in the book, I break it down very simply in the third part, and I tell you how you can do it. Number one, what I notice is the monks meditate throughout the day. Meditation is a form of quieting your mind. One of the set principles that I found in every religious text that I read, because I looked I wasn't trying to be creative. I just wanted to find principles and truths that all religious texts pointed to and agreed to and were part of their ritual. And so one of them was what I'll call a quieting the mind ritual. Some of us call it prayer if you're Christian. Others do chanting. Others do meditation. But it's essentially all the same thing. It's training the brain to go into a specific brainwave pattern. I asked Erda Johnsy, who I was interviewing. I was interviewing for about two hours one morning, and I said, "How long do you meditate each day?" And he looked at the translator. And he said, "Well, I don't really know." And then it occurred to me. I, of course, cross-examined him to try to get an answer, but he couldn't answer it. And the reason he couldn't answer it occurred to me that in between interview questions, he went back to his mala beads and quieted his mind. So he's quieting his mind throughout the entire day. Now, there's a professor at the University of Wisconsin, Richard Davidson, who's for the last 30 years has been hooking humans up to electroencephalographs and measuring their brain waves. What he's determined is there's a direct correlation between our consciousness and a brain wave. And so just to define consciousness for your listeners, consciousness is how you look out at the world. And very quickly, a quick lesson in both quantum physics and psychology. If you have a low-frequency brain wave, your thoughts have very little data. So people with low-frequency brain waves have a very tough time manifesting anything. They try and they try and they try. And the way you can tell a low-frequency thinker, I mean, I'm going to ask you whether you know anyone like this, but basically they're people that look out into the world, and no matter what happens, they are the victim. That's a low-frequency brainwave person. That's a person of very low consciousness. Conversely, a self-actualized person, a person like, in fact, Richard Davidson did, in fact, hook Dalai Lama up to the electroencephalograph, measured his brainwaves, and his brainwaves were firing off the charts. He was incredible, the amount of information, and his ability to sustain that brainwave even after the test. They came back hours later, and he was still firing off the charts, where most humans, they'll go up and they'll come back down. But because of this brain training, he's always connected, if that means anything. And so what I found was that quieting the mind is the key. And so by quieting the mind, you're actually training your brain to go into something that I call the faith wave. The faith wave is what allows you to do the third part of what I talk about in the point of power, and that's the detachment part. As long as we are an ego, very hard to detach, because we're going to try to control, we're going to try to put effort, we're going to try to yell, scream, do things that are the opposite of detachment. When you actually begin to detach and have faith, things just come to you. So the first part of the answer to beginning, if you want to begin to slow down the aging process, the number one thing that you need to do is train your brain to quiet itself and to begin to go into what I call the faith wave, which is actually the title of my next book, which is coming out in a year. The second thing is you've got to declare a set of behaviors that is in alignment with your intention, and that means adjusting the diet to the task. Monks would predicate what they ate based on the task of the day. So this is probably something that most of us can't do, but I'm just going to say this is how they live to be over 120, 130 years old. If they think they're going to work in the fields, they're going to do something laborious, they will eat a heavier meal. If they're going to be in the temple meditating, they eat a very light meal. The one form of age, the slowing of the age process that modern medicine will fully admit works, is caloric restriction.
You know, I have a brother-in-law who, he's diabetic, has been diabetic his whole life, and he's a very hard worker. He's gardening, construction, landscape, is always doing physical things. However, if he's had a lighter day, and he's said this before, as I'm making dinner, preparing something, he's come by for a visit, and he's like, "No, I only want so much because I didn't put in the energy to do it. I didn't put in the work to do any, to eat any more than a certain amount." Like that, what you're saying,
that's
he has
amazing.
Made that a natural part of understanding his body. And if he did a lot of physical things,
then he can eat more.
Then he'll eat to match the energy and fuel that he needs for his body.
What?
Like a monk.
Exactly. And actually, there are times he probably is very monk-like.
That's a nice thing to say about your brother.
No, in a very spiritual, positive way.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
That's amazing. Wow. You know what? I'd love you to stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and we got to get our sponsors in. I totally appreciate them. I just posted something on Facebook, and I posted that the first one that gives me a positive thought wins two passes to the Roxy Stadium 11 on 5001 Verdugo Way in Camarillo. And give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Stay with us.
Hey. Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna be you.
Great song right there. You know, one way or another, it's gonna get you. And so you have to just be in control of your life.
Exactly.
It's all about being in control of your life. You know, if anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Peter Baska. And Peter's book is Think Yourself Young, but he's got several books. And I know you had given us the first two clues to your book, right? And let's go over them really quick. But quiet the mind, meditate throughout the day, correct? So as many times as you can kind of
learn to sustain it.
And really reflect on where you've been, where you're going. Then declare your set of behaviors that match your foods, which is really, I really like that. If you're not going to do your exercise for the day, then maybe you can't eat as much. You don't, you know, your body can't sustain it. And that's so true, because when you overeat or, you know, when you've worked out really hard, you kind of give yourself that treat kind of thing. What is number three, Peter?
Their diet itself is not necessarily limited to greens and herbs, but a large percentage of what they eat is vegetarian. And when I was interviewing Eric DeJonzi, who was the 23-year-old Tibetan monk, third generation, I asked him, I said, well, what do you do when you feel sad or depressed? And his response was kind of surprising. He said, I stop eating any form of meat. So it kind of indicates that they're not vegetarians, but they see the impact that meat might have on your psyche. And then in the book, it's too much to go over on the air here, but I do compress the monk's diet to a basic list. And for 180 days, I did the diet. I actually went through the entire ritual of quieting the mind and eating this specific diet. And then while I was doing it, I had my blood levels checked throughout the entire process. And there's no question that I reversed the aging process. My skin, my energy levels, blood pressure, everything went back to a better place.
Okay, to a glow. And you know, it's interesting because I can tell when I eat, and I love a good steak. I'm just going to be right out there. But at the same time, when I kind of go, oh, I'm feeling really overwhelmed, maybe my digestive's not feeling as good as it's not, you know, your body. You can feel when your body's not flowing at its highest potential. And so it's like, okay, I really got to, you know, and if we could just do that as much as we can, we're not perfect, but, you know, if we can do the best, you know, this is our motor. This is, you know, put in good gas, put in good food, put in good exercise. that's what it's all about. So, Peter, thank you so much for being our guest on my show, Kim Pagano Show. And where do we find your book?
The book can be, you can go to my website at peterbaksa.com. That's Peter Baksa, BAKSA.com. If you go to Amazon, they've got both the hardcover version as well as the Kindle. You can go to Kindle and I think in iTunes. And also I write for a Huffington Post. I do an article a couple times a month on the topic of consciousness. And so if you type in my name, Peter Baksa, you'll, my article will come up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to reading it and, you know, having you back again.
Great. Thanks. Thanks again. It was a pleasure.
Okay. You got it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So, that was, Peter Baksa and, his book, Think Yourself Young. I really do believe that you can think anything. Anything, I mean, that's what it's all about, positive thinking. If you're going to think, you might as well make it positive.
Well, right. There's a saying, you know, you might as well win in your own fantasies. So if you're thinking and you're daydreaming about stuff, it might as well be positive. Why would you choose the other? Why even allow it to be a possibility? And if, you know, and then doesn't mean you're not going to have rough days or sometimes things are going to come exactly how you want it, but
you might
as well be happy in your head.
Exactly. And here's the thing you were saying is, you know, you can be your own, cheerleader, but if you do have those low days, make sure you got good cheerleaders around you that love and support you. That's that positive team that I talk about, that support team. So I definitely encourage you to have those people that love you unregardless and, unconditionally. So with that, we're going to bring our next guest on, Jeremy Halt. And, Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I am great. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you've got a buzz going around the Golden Globes, right? Tell us a little bit about what you have.
Well, I work for a Ajinomoto, which is a large amino acid pharmaceutical and food company, and we were invited to showcase our nutraceutical or dietary supplements at the Golden Globes as well as at the Academy Awards this year. We have two particular supplements that we showcased. One was called Glycom, which is for sleep, and the other one is called Capsiate Natura, which is for increasing resting or basal metabolic rate.
And so are these all natural?
Yes.
Okay.
They are both natural. Glycom, the active or the key ingredient, is an amino acid, a specific amino acid that has been shown to improve sleep quality. And with Capsiate, this comes from a specific type of pepper that in the research has shown can increase metabolism in a safe and side effect free way.
So when you're saying, okay, so you take this, you can sleep better, but then when you wake up, you have this huge boost?
Well, so with Capsiate, yes. So Capsiate is meant to be taken in the morning. So metabolism, as you may be aware, kind of follows a circadian-like rhythm. It's highest in the morning. So one would take Capsiate in the morning, and this would give you an additional boost to the caloric burn or the amount of calories you would burn per day. Glycom, which is a separate product altogether, was meant to be taken at night before sleep, and this will help improve sleep quality. It's for those individuals who are able to fall asleep on their own, but they wake up frequently throughout the night.
Now, is this a supplement that's meant to help boost the metabolism, but it's not necessarily seen as just a appetite suppressant? It's just something to help the body be more efficient?
That's correct. So Capsiate has no effect on how many appetite, or it's not designed or meant to suppress your appetite. Rather, just like you're saying, what it does is it increases the amount of calories you would burn. So the way that the product works is it binds to a specific receptor in the gut that increases, like I say, subsets of sympathetic nervous system activity. So specifically, something known as resting energy expenditure. And this is the way in the scientific field we quantify how many calories one would burn at rest.
Okay. Well, wow. So now, does this help us lose weight? You know, we always want to, that's like a big key right there.
Sure. So obviously, weight is the mechanism or the way we gain and lose weight, as we're all aware, is by how many calories we consume and how many we burn. So Capsiate is very effective at one half of the weight loss equation, specifically how many calories one would burn. We suggest, and we currently work with physicians throughout the United States, in the California area as well, of course, to implement Capsiate in their offices. So the physician works with patients to teach them how to change their lifestyle or change their diet, and they add Capsiate to increase metabolism. And the synergy or the blending of those two things really does have a significant change in body weight and BMI.
Now, the other product that you're talking about, the Glycom, is to help with sleep, and that's what I'm seeing more and more ads about lately have been sleep and its lack of sleep having an effect on people's weight and their metabolism as well. So tell us a little bit about the Glycom.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely a great point to bring up. So Glycom, as I mentioned, is for people who fall asleep on their own but wake up frequently throughout the night. This is known primarily as these are for individuals that aren't getting into deep or what's known as slow wave sleep. Now, when someone doesn't get into that deep slow wave sleep, what happens is their metabolic rate throughout the day is lower than it should be, and we also find throughout the scientific literature that there are additional cravings for carbohydrates and other foods that maybe are not the best. So getting a good night's sleep is crucial for overall health, but it's also there is some causal relationship between sleep quality and body weight.
You know, it would make sense that people turn to carbs or those quick burst type energy foods because they're so slow and sluggish and tired. It's kind of that catch 22, you know, of that cycle, it seems.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I think we've all experienced that on some level. When we're tired, maybe we don't have the energy to cook the right meal or find the right dish or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, it's something I think we have all experienced personally. And like I said, the scientific literature supports this fact that sleep really does affect the choices we make. And then physiologically, it also affects the amount of calories we would burn per day.
Now, what is the background of your company or of this company?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we are a 100-year-old Japanese pharmaceutical amino acid and food company.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in numerous countries. We have very scientific-based products that we like to bring to the United States and globally to really improve people's health and improve their well-being.
Okay.
So how do we find your product and how do we learn more?
Sure. So Capsiate, we have obviously a product website. Capsiate is spelled C-A-P-S-I-A-T-E, and the second word is Natura, N-A-T-U-R-A. So if you go to CapsiateNatura.com, obviously you can look at some of the clinical research on the product as well as learn a little bit more about how this works, and you can find different offices in your area that carry the product. The same would go for Glycom. Glycom is spelled G-L-Y-S-O-M, and at Glycom.com, you can also identify some different offices in your area that would carry the product.
Okay, and now you talk about healthy blood pressure levels, right? It also helps that?
We do have a third product called Natura Guard BP, and this is a product that is designed to help with blood pressure levels, correct?
Okay, and so if you were on a blood pressure medication, would you be able to eliminate that?
You know, that's really something that you would speak with your doctor about primarily, but our product, Natura Guard BP, has been shown to be safe and effective for helping those with blood pressure challenges. So, you know, blood pressure is a serious condition, obviously, and we really feel a doctor is best qualified to answer that question, but this is certainly a safe, side effect-free approach that's worth giving a look.
Now, and all of these are health supplements. They're not, you don't have to have a prescription for them, right?
Correct. Okay. That is true. So the way that we approach this as a company is we choose to work with physicians, as I mentioned, throughout the United States, even though, as you mentioned, these are dietary supplements. So the reason being, we feel that things like sleep challenges or individuals that are overweight or obese or even hypertensive individuals, these are all serious things that really need to be addressed by a physician. So what we try to do is offer physicians unique, different approaches besides drugs, because as we're all aware, many people aren't comfortable with starting off with a drug. Maybe there's a better choice. So we have very well-researched and validated products that many, many physicians use. how where they see applicable.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you shared that. It's there's so many products out there. There's so many companies, so many, and I think often people just take sort of word of mouth. Oh, well, I'll try that. Oh, I'll try that. But really, you have to know your body, and ideally, you're working with a doctor that's open to those things. Especially now, more and more, there are more people that are open to it. More doctors. And especially if you're on any other kind of medication, it's always best to work with somebody before you just start popping a pill, because even the supplements, they have an effect.
Right, and everything's so easily available on the internet now that people just take it, and then they afterwards find out maybe there's, you know, side effects or their interactions with different pills, so it's definitely
right.
a thing. Well, I you know what? I would love to learn more about this, and if you could, give us your information so I can find out a little bit more so I can share it with my listeners.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to. Well, please visit, you know, capcanatura.com, glysom.com are two great starting points, and we would look forward to hearing your feedback and hope that individuals could learn a little bit about this product and see if it's right for them.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, Jeremy. All right. Well, God, I can't believe it's almost time, and, our show is over. I do want to give away a $25 gift certificate to Lures. It's a great fish house over here in Camarillo, and it's right over by Target, 259 West Ventura Boulevard. So what I'm going to do is take the 10th caller, and so give us a call here, 805-639-0008. Matt is waiting by the phone. Also, I just posted, if you are streaming us right now, go to your Facebook and be the first one to win movie tickets. I'd love to give you some movie tickets. There's some really fun movies right now, and it's just a great way to start your day. So there you go. With that, I know we have a couple minutes left. We talked about kind of sweeping our minds and
well, it's perfect that we were going to talk about how to start looking at spring cleaning for your health. So it's really
right, and also with daylight savings time. So I mean, it's all about that.
It's
the season. It's not the holidays, but it is spring break. Yeah, and spring break is coming up.
Yeah, there's some that are already on it. Some start next week. It's that, like, tis the season. That doesn't apply just to Christmas.
Okay, sounds like it to me, but it's all good. And you know, it's funny. We had our corned beef and cabbage last night.
Oh, I
got St. Patrick's Day coming up. I know they've got some parades around here over on Main Street. So it's just, you know, it's a great time. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And if you're sitting at home, I always try to say, make plans. Have things to look forward to, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Even if you're out in the garden or just getting outside and getting some natural light, getting fresh air, get outside of the house, get outside of the office, enjoy it. You know, we're talking, both items talking about our health today, even the most basic things you can begin, you know, maybe it's not jumping on and getting all these supplements right away, but even beginning to look at how you're eating, what you're eating, look at the food that you're taking in. This is the perfect, the seasons are starting where all the fresh vegetables and fruits are coming out, all the farmers markets, everything. So take advantage of it. We live in such a plentiful, abundant area where food, natural, healthy, wonderful food is available. And maybe go explore a new farmer's market this weekend.
There you go. Or, you know, go buy a pot. If you don't have a lot of land, go buy a pot and put some fresh herbs in there. I mean, I can't tell you how much I enjoy when I just planted some cauliflower, you know, and it started to come up. It's like magic to me. It's like, I don't understand. It's kind of like a fax machine, you know. How does it get from here to here? But it's just it's a really fun, simple thing. So anyways, what else would we, you know, you work with a lot of people, and when they are going to, they've decided to make a difference in their life, where should they start?
Well, typically, I believe that when they're ready to start, the right people start showing up. And you can begin by looking at, if you have particular interest, begin to look into programs that stimulate that interest, whether it's taking a class or going to a lecture, reading up on a book, that sort of thing, reaching out to a coach. That's a lot of what we do in coaching, is help people figure out, okay, now what do I do? What's that next step?
Be the mirror, right? Find somebody who can mirror what your thoughts are, because maybe sometimes you're stuck. We're stuck. We want to make a change, and yet at the same time, you know, it's something that we want to do.
Yeah. And like I said, it's amazing how the right people then begin to show up. But it's also being open to meeting new people and going into new situations. If you're wanting to make changes, yet you're sitting at home watching TV and just doing your same routine, that doesn't really create much of a environment for that to happen. So it is then taking that next step. Try something you've never tried but always wanted to. Go and see something or do something that you haven't done before. Even if you just start researching it. If you're still not ready to step outside of the house, get online and research it. Watch a YouTube video and begin to learn it. And it's exciting. It's exciting to learn new things.
Right. And, you know, it's going to be all in line with, of course, my mommy moment that I have. Again, I just got a message from Melissa Lamborn, and congratulations. Also, I just put on Facebook again for 2 movie tickets. And a lot of people, you know, think, oh, I'm never going to win. But that's how it is. I want to give back. I've got some amazing sponsors out there. And so if you are on Facebook right now, post it. If I don't get to you right on our show, I will call you. So with that, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And one, I want to thank Prudence for being a part of my show.
My pleasure.
And Matt and all our phone calls and all my sponsors. And if you want to be a part of my show, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 805-419-0008. I'd love to meet with you, hear your journey. I want to give a shout out to Brenda. I will be calling you. She has something that she wants to share with all my listeners. And really, don't be embarrassed, you know. My mommy moment for the day is, don't be afraid to take risks, to become involved, to make a commitment, to do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, and have a really great day. Make this day the rest of your life. Make it start today. With that, I'll talk to you later.
Told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke.